Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so we've been tracking this for weeks. Yesterday's news is old to you, as often happens if you listen to this show. Mm-hmm. The breaking news, the supposed surprise, I actually had it in my Battleground America podcast on Friday because I follow a lot of Middle East satellite sites. So I knew these cargo ships were moving through the strait. But this is a surprise to the mainstream media, who we increasingly are so far behind X. It's really shocking. I was reporting this last week that they were sneaking these ships through, and why Trump is sneaking these ships through the Strait of Hormuz, because it's kind of a bizarre situation. But let's set it up first.
Boy, this was a big reveal from yesterday, right? President Trump revealing that the U.S. military secretly moved 100 million barrels of oil through the Strait of Hormuz and helped over 200 commercial ships safely travel through the strait.
We've been taking out millions of barrels of oil, millions of barrels. Every night, we took out oil. But so now that they figured it out, I can tell you, it was very hard for me. I wanted to say it so badly, but I didn't want to ruin it. But it was very hard. But millions of barrels of oil has come out. And that's why it's at $85, $90 a barrel instead of $250.
Okay, so I had this last week. X had this last week, and I just follow really smart people on X. People are a lot smarter than the folks doing mainstream media stuff. And I told you this was going on last week, and I was really, really steamed about it. This a few weeks ago, just to set this up, began to leak out that this was going on. CENTCOM denied they were sneaking these cargo, these oil cargo ships through the strait. In other words, doing Project Freedom, Lee, which we very cowardly backed off of because, you know, Pakistan said, hey, don't do that. And we're like, okay, sure, we'll just pay $4 or $5 a gallon gas. No problem. Yeah, whatever. And this, remember, was after we caught Pakistan hiding part of the Iranian Air Force from us, so we couldn't destroy it while pretending to be a neutral party in the talks. I mean, we just gotten used, abused, and run around here in the Middle East. So why was Trump doing this? And yet Steve Yates on, he's an old Bush guy doing things the standard way. And he's like, why, you know, why would you just tell the markets this? This would have calmed the markets. I said the same thing a week ago. Again, I don't mean to brag. That's not what I'm doing here, Lee, but I'm reaffirming why you listen to this show. I had a guy come up to me at Ballot Bash and say, yeah, you know, I keep trying to get this to my friend to listen to your show. And he comes to me and says, oh, this just happened. He's like, yeah, I knew that, you know, back in
yes,
September.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's the level of the research that we do here. And that's the product that I bring you. So it's just hard work. It's just old fashioned hard work. So I said this last week and I tried to understand and hashed it out in podcast last week. Why was Trump moving these cargo ships through the strait? Probably the worst kept secret ever. That is now just breaking on Fox News. You heard Todd Pyro there. And the reason smarter than people smarter than me that I read can come up with, Lee, is this. The supply chains are resetting in America. So you had European allies and other countries now having to come to us both in order to get the oil that they used to go to the Middle East to get. But they are also bringing it in to refine it. They're also buying it from us. It's three lines of business right there. You just saw what Trump did with coal, which we desperately need, $700 million shot in the arm to unshutter these perfectly good coal plants, cheap, clean coal that Obama shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, Obama wiped out 28% of our energy supply with his policies that were in effect through the end of the Biden administration. I mean, absolutely devastating. Think about that. 28% of the energy supply that we had when Barack Obama took office. And you're looking at a 40% increase in energy across that time that did not have to happen while China buys up the world's cheap coal. Okay, So what is Trump doing? Well, we've had these idled or near idled facilities in the Gulf of America that used to process viscous oil, the kind that is for plastics, not for your car, the kind we used to get from Venezuela. Trump took the oil from Venezuela, right? But we're talking multi-billion dollars to get some of these refineries back up and running, right? Well, he could do it one of two ways. You could do it the way he just did coal, took money from the Treasury and said, we're just going to do it. We're going to spend $700 million. We've got to catch China. Or you could just let Iran run around in their little toy boots there and terrorize the street, blocking it for Trump. And guess what? Cargo ships turn around and where do they go? They go to America. What do? They spend money with America. Again, through our refineries, buying our light sweet crude that we have a lot of, and buying processed oil and then delivering oil for processing. What does that do? Billions of dollars infused very quickly into our oil industry at every point of it, right? From extraction to refineries, because we're now pumping oil at full out 100% capacity. We cannot pump more. We cannot make more. We cannot refine more. So what are they doing? They just gave us tens of billions of dollars with which to what? Quickly expand and upgrade our system. That the federal government doesn't have to write that check the way they just did with coal. When you look at what else is going on here, you look at Europe, okay, 14, 15% of their natural gas runs through the strait. Where do you think they're getting it right now? Now, what is the biggest category? And it's not sexy, but I pointed this out to you every single quarter of the last Trump administration. Y'all, what is it? What is the biggest growth category in our economy under Trump?
Energy and mining.
Yes, minerals and mining. Every time everybody thinks it's tech or something like that. It's not. So what do you do if you want the biggest GDP shot in the arm fast? You let Iran leave the strait blocked. You let Americans pay more for gas. It is the only thing I can figure out. And I had all this last week. So we welcome Fox News to catch up with the Dara Show. So, but that's got to be. I mean, there could be something else, because when you look at like how stupid it got, because I mean, it got really stupid, right? And even Steve Yates is saying this. We're going to play this going forward. Steve Yates saying what I was saying last week on Fox News this morning. Why has Trump left the ballistic missile silos in place in the Strait? We've blown up three radar facilities in the last week and a half. They were doing targeting of our bases, ships, destroyers. Why would we leave them there? Unless Trump is using Iran as a proxy. They don't realize he's doing it. But in other words, to shut down the strait. Why? Because everybody in the world's now being rerouted to America. It's the opposite of what China did in the Red Sea. China sent the Houthis out there to attack everyone, and then the Houthis only let the Chinese ships reach Europe. So 70% of the European trade now has flipped that went through the Red Sea to you've got to buy Chinese stuff. You can't buy from any other suppliers. They did that through force and violence. That cannot be allowed in the Strait. It cannot. And for people, these stupid libertarians running around going, well, I just want to swap. We'll opt out of this. We'll be libertarian. Founding fathers, blah, blah. Well, okay, awesome. You tell me, when China dictates at a point of gun where our cargo goes that we manufacture, what then? They have no answer. So we're trying to prevent Hormuz from becoming the Red Sea. We're at war with China is what we're at right now. So when you look at what Trump was doing, and Steve Yates is baffled this morning on Fox News, Lee, saying, well, you know, why is Trump not taking out the radar facilities? Why is he not taking out launching facilities? We knew darn well where they were. And look at what Trump did here. He didn't want to bomb. He was set to let them get away, Lee, with bombing, that Apache out of the air. He tried to blow that off. And I think it was to buy more time to reset the supply lines. Best case scenario, they become permanent. But, I mean, he's just getting blistered by the New York Post. They're running circles around your negotiators. This looks stupid. We look ridiculous. You're down to 38% approval. You're losing your base. What are you doing, man? So there's only so far he can take this, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's only so far he can take. He's going to have to put the leadership down. I mean, he's just got to. But I think that's where we are this morning. I think they took it a little far, and now they're having to walk it back. So much fascinating stuff going on in the world today, and we'll have all of it, in some cases weeks before you'll hear it anywhere else, on The Tara Show. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to kill the Mullahs. Yeah, I've had quite enough of them, so has the whole world. Look, you know what the upside is here, folks? Democrats have stopped screaming 25th Amendment. Yeah, they were trying to make him out to be a madman. Got to take him out. He's crazy. He's going on these bombing runs, killing all these people. You haven't heard that in weeks. Why? It's become painstakingly obvious to the American people who are forced to pay attention to it at the pump that Trump is the opposite of a madman. That he's given Iran such a length of rope, you could wrap it around the world twice. Now he needs to hang him with it. Because folks, understand that we can't leave these people in place. We cannot. Three assassination attempts against Republicans only. Hunting us like dogs. One against cabinet members, including Pompeo and Bolton. I don't like Bolton, but I will kill you if you try to kill Bolton. Why? He's an American. You don't get to do that. No. Zero assassination attempts against the Biden administration. Why? The Democrat Party and Iran have merged. These people cannot be left in place under any circumstances because Democrats could retake power. They're funding street protests, folks. The Biden administration admitted it. I'm not going to play the John Kirby audio again into him saying, yeah, they're funding our protests. Dude, China's funding the street protests. Democrats are working with China. Democrats allowed China to take the Red Sea, allowed the Houthis to flourish, released the money with which to do it. Folks, they're going to ensconce China as the violent force dictating trade along key world trade routes in Hormuz, as they already do in the Red Sea. These people have to die. There's no Trump deal, okay? It's going to work. It's not going to work. It doesn't matter how good the deal is. They kill 42,000 of their own people. They don't even blink. But that's not even what scares me. What scares me is these Tucker Carlson following morons. Yeah, it's just Israel. We're doing this for Israel. No, we're not. Israel's doing this for us. When Trump says stop, Israel stops. When Trump says resume, Israel resumes. They answer to us, not the other way around. We have mutual interests right now. I don't agree with everything Israel does, but our mutual interest is this. When they list the great Satan, it's not Israel. It's Israel in America. Never forget, they launched a long-range missile Biden and Obama paid for that they weren't supposed to have, that traveled 2,000 more miles than they were supposed to be able to do, and that missile had space in it for, it had a conical nuclear head. It's a Komsomol. 1.5 meter space for the nuke. Thank God they didn't buy it on the black market. Thank God. Truly. I mean that. Thank you. As a prayer. Thank you, Lord. They aimed at our base. Not at Israel. Our base. Diego Garcia, our joint base, which Trump is trying to buy right now. Good for that. With the UK. So in what world do you think we could just go libertarian and pretend it's not out there? It's out there. You want to let Chiran dictate where, when we put a base? You want to let them dictate trade policy to Europe? Because let me tell you what, they will flip so fast. They will be trading in yuan before your eyes blink. Can't let it. Can't have it. I hate that we have to be out in the world like we are, but it's a different world. It's a different world than it was. And you know what they're going to dictate after that? Everybody's going to use their AI. That's coming next. You know what happens when you use their AI? You should go back and listen to my Battleground America podcast. They control you. Their AI is the Chinese social credit system. This is why they spent $400 billion building the Iranian nuclear system. This is why, like cockroaches, as in Midnight Hammer, you know, we're flying there. We've already done some bombing. We've got the satellite images. Folks, I'll never forget this. Thousands of Chinese scientists streaming out like cockroaches from Isfahan. They were building it. Why? So they could use Iran to project power, take the Strait of Hormuz, and begin dictating economic policy, which would start with, hey, you're going to buy and sell all your oil in yuan. And then it was going to be, you're going to use our AI, just like Iran does now. And then it's going to be, we're going to put a kill switch at every node in your system. You're going to buy our stuff. You think Europe won't do it? They already are. Because what? 70% of that trade going through there, going through the Red Sea, because China uses the Houthis as a proxy there. So does Iran. 70% of that trade was halted. And China dictated at the point of the gun, no, we're going to move the Chinese ships through now. So Europe doesn't have a choice but to buy from China. Can you see the template? This cannot be allowed. They can't be allowed to beat us and beat our manufacturers and beat all of our commercial producers at the point of a gun. I'm a capitalist. Look, if they can do it purely through capitalism, I accept the loss. But we're better than them. And that's why they got to do it at the point of the gun. We're smarter, we're better, we're faster. And they will dominate the world. And folks, you should go back and listen to my Battleground America podcast where I documented the price for the $400 billion to build the Iranian nuclear system was what? They had to overlay, they had to bring in Huawei, they had to overlay the Chinese social control grid over Iran. Iran is not Iran, it's Chiran. Well, I'm going to go libertarian. I'm just going to sit back in my chair and nothing in my life will change. And they'll be the first people to complain when they can't afford anything and they don't have a job. And there's no more manufacturing. They will be the first people. I don't want to live at the point of a gun. I don't think you do either. So finish them, damn it. Finish them. You cannot leave these people in place, folks. Future Republican candidates for president will have to campaign from a bunker while Iranian assassins hunt them like dogs. On our soil. I don't want to live in that world. And if I seem mad at Trump lately because of Iran, it's because I don't want to live in that world. Oh, and where they come for their children too. You just saw what they did a few weeks ago with Ivanka. Can't live that way. Not on our soil. If you're watching fake mainstream media today, this is what you're going to see. Donald Trump, and by the way, it's the number one story, number two, and number three story in the nation. You're going to see Donald Trump say, I love inflation. Yeah, no, Dad does totally love inflation. Democrats going wild. Why? Because CPI just hit 4.2% year over year. So they're very, very excited about this. And they're counting on that you don't know that 4.2% is the highest inflation's ever been under Donald Trump. It was double that under them, 9.1%. In fact, we spent almost 2 years over 5%, but they figure you don't remember that. And that's probably not a bad bet for people who don't listen to shows like this. So if you're listening to mainstream media today, you're going to get the lie. And they're very excited about the lie. You're going to hear Donald Trump tell you, I love inflation. And they're going to clip it and they're going to cut it to Donald Trump saying, I love inflation. See, he loves inflation. Now, when they ran it up to 9.1, because they were, as we now know, printing money, looting the Treasury and handing it out to their friends in tranches of billions of dollars that, by the way, EPA got $20 billion back last week and referred the Democrats who were laundering it through their NGOs to the Department of Justice. That was a huge story last week. Almost all of them were former Biden and Obama officials who went from regular staffer to, I have an NGO with billions of dollars. I did it last year. I've never managed more than $100,000. Yep, they were looting. So all of that has been turned over to the DOJ. And they're working on it, which is good. But the Democrats have literally nothing. They've got nothing. And so what they got to do, all they've got in their pathetic little newsrooms is cutting Trump clips and hoping to confuse Americans. And I hope that I really hope that it doesn't work because that would be a real, real shame. So yesterday, Trump was talking about, I love inflation because it's going to go away. 60%, this is what the mainstream media won't tell you, 60% of the 4.2 inflationary figure, and it is the largest of the Trump, current Trump administration, is energy. What they won't tell you is that when you strip away the high gas prices, which are purely a function of the Iran situation, CPI is actually cooling. Consumer prices rose 4.2% from a year earlier in May, the highest annual reading since April of 2023, but 60% of that is energy prices. So what's the real deal? When you strip out energy prices, food prices rose a historically normal, just actually it's a little lower than normal, 0.2% May, up 3.1% year over year. Groceries up 0.1%, that's low. Restaurants up, prices up 0.3%, that's slightly higher than average, but not a big deal. So the 4.2% figure will dominate the coverage, but that folks, he's right. As soon as this war is over, it's going to come plummeting down. And the other reason it's going to come plummeting down is because the Russian oil is back on the market. They're gradually ramping that up too. So we're going to have millions of barrels back on the market. So look, folks, the economic numbers are so good, and I really need to spend more time on them. Trump's report card is out. First 16 months, incredible numbers. I mean, just look at some of the stuff that's going on. SNAP participants, food stamps, 4 million kicked off. Fantastic. And the pace of that is increasing. A lot of those people were illegal immigrants. They were committing fraud, or their financial system situation's improving. They no longer qualify. And Congress also tightened up the rules, which is fantastic. Folks, and you look at just how well people are doing. It's fantastic. Average median income adjusted for inflation up $3,000 in 16 months. That's unbelievable. Do you know how much adjusted for inflation people's incomes declined during the Biden era? $3,000. So Trump has literally pushing the boulder up the hill, gotten the income stolen from us through printing by the Biden administration, honestly, looting is what they were doing, has pushed it back. That money is back in your pocket. Now, that needs to grow even faster so that we can recalibrate with prices. But folks, we're getting there. We're getting there. And they know it. They're in a panic over the fact that they know it. All they got is silly clips of things Trump says to try to fool people and scare people and make them feel like things aren't going well. So people are, things are going very, very, very well. And they're going to continue to. They're going to continue to. So back to the Iran war, folks. We're going to have more on that next hour. This is all getting very interesting. Meanwhile, on the home front, Pam Evett, worst performing Trump endorsement ever for someone who won. No Trump endorsed candidate has performed under 30%. She ended up with 28.86. So going to shape it up to be a really interesting governor's race in this state too. It's going to be very interesting to see what that Trump endorsement does in this state. So keep it tuned right here. More coming up next. There's a massive battle going on inside the Trump administration, and they're smartly keeping it on the down low. News Trump was up when Elon Musk was asked by Joe Rogan months ago, "It's such a shame you guys disassembled Doge." And he said, "We didn't. Still running." You're seeing the fruits of that every single day. Every single day, folks, there is a new multi-billion dollar figure. Everyone, there's no exceptions anymore. That comes out from J.D. Vance's anti-fraud operation that stuns. Yesterday, it was out of HUD. Folks, Joe Biden not only opened the borders, they got rid of the vetting for HUD housing. You know, the part where they ask, are you even an American citizen, darn it? How many people moved into public housing at your expense in this country, either Section 8 vouchers or actual public housing? unvetted, many of whom they believe are illegal immigrants. 200,000.
It's a loophole that gives families with illegal immigrants federal housing that could go to U.S. citizens. It doesn't. Secretary Turner says he will close that loophole and free up HUD funding to help American families in need. And according to HUD data, just to give you an example, nearly 200,000 tenants have not proven they qualify for the government assistance that they are getting. And the point that you'll hear the secretary make is they're not even asked to qualify whether or not they're U.S. citizens in this country. They don't have to show anything. They just show up with their relatives and on the sneak and fraud stay in that housing that American citizens should get.
Okay, now that broke yesterday. That was 200,000. In addition to that, okay, we've already confirmed another 24,000 illegal immigrants and their families are living in 20,000 public housing units. God, wrap your mind around that. And that's, you know, those are units that could be used for homeless veterans. Those are units that could be used for Americans. But no, Americans are second-class citizens now. All of that we're finding under Joe Biden. Now, that's in addition to the 200,000 unvetted we're still going through. So it's a total of 224,000, 24,000 of whom are illegal immigrants. Folks, why is this happening? Deputy Chief of Staff of Trump, Stephen Miller, said we're going to play the heck out of this for the rest of the year.
But what we found since President Trump came into office is that the Democrats have set up a system to funnel hundreds of billions and ultimately trillions of dollars to migrants that are in our country, oftentimes from places like Somalia. So as an example.
Yeah, so you can't put them all in one program, that would show. So when you go to the last time, I mean, what I just did, I mean, more good news. We found 4 million of them on a SNAP program. They're gone. You know what you're going to see? Exodus. It makes everything make sense. Remember we got those census numbers about 2 months ago? And they were shocking. It showed zero immigration gains in all the major metros, almost all of which are Democrat. But something else that was surprising, I thought it'd be just flat zero, right? Because Hegseth got the border locked down with the military. But it was negative, negative 50, negative 69, negative 75 from New York to California in the major metros. It showed they were leaving. I made a big deal of it. Now we know why. They're getting kicked out of public housing. They're getting kicked off food stamps. They're having a harder time getting jobs. And they're being quietly pushed out the door by an anti-fraud DOGE effort. Why? There are not enough jobs for them. They were stealing from you, the Democrats were, to pay them to stay here to eventually vote Democrat. And Trump is quietly brimming them out the door. It's the best story there is.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.